two friends taking pictures of the rising full moon on a summer night.
Two teenage kids doing what teenage kids do.
When a stranger with a gun and a death wish changed everything.
It was violent, it was senseless, and I will never understand it, I will never accept it.
I'm Amy Donaldson, and unfortunately, we're all too familiar with stories about how violence shatters lives. But what we rarely see is how they are rebuilt. In a new podcast, The Letter, we relive tragedy, but only so we can hear the rest of the story. The struggle to reclaim lives, the realities of grief, and the possibilities of forgiveness.
I believe in miracles. Sometimes I thought, there are no miracles. Yeah, there are, and this is a big one.
Follow The Letter at theletterpodcast.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
Dave and Dujanovic are right on the money on KSL News Radio.
And we're going right on the money because we want to alert you to a new type of loan that some stores are going to surprise you with, hit you up at for when you're at the cash register. It's not a credit card, okay? You're saying, well, I've heard about the credit card. No, this is an installment loan, and it will not rock your financial world. So don't even think about it.
Let me get this straight. Not a credit card. It's an installment. Yeah. That sounds a lot like layaway with strings attached. Are we talking about layaway? I think it's important that we know what these loans are before we say yes.
Yeah, I do too.
And Debbie, you've got a list of reasons why we should say no to loans, credit cards, and even charity.
Not only
Bridge.
Yes.
Charity at the check stand.
Charity at the check stand. Not only a list of reasons why, but also one-liners that we can use.
One-liners. That's what I need. An easy getaway. It sounds like a lot of times that Debbie's been picked up. She needs one-liners
at the
that
check
she can
stand.
Get out. Yeah.
Okay, let's start with that pitch for a loan at the check stand. So the Deseret News had an awesome article on this, and it really lays out how this works. So they're called point-of-sale loans. And we're used to being asked to open a store credit card when we go, because it's going to save us 10 or 20%,
right.
You know, right on the spot, which is not a good way of running your finances. On-the-spot credit is problematic. I mean, you haven't thought about it, and all of a sudden you feel compelled to open up a line of credit. This is different, however. It's an installment loan for the amount of that TV that you're about to buy. So you're going to go buy a $500 TV at Walmart or any store, and they hit you up. They ask you five simple questions to get you approved. They want your name, your address, your email, last four digits of your Social Security, and then one other question. I can't. Basically, everybody passes. Everybody gets an installment loan.
If you have a name and an address, you're in. Okay.
Have you been hit up for one of these, Dave?
Specifically? Yes. I'm trying to think. Now that you mention it, now that you describe it, I told you I thought it was a credit card, but it may have been a point of sale loan.
There's the problem. You don't know.
I don't totally know.
Yeah. Hopefully you said, not for me.
No, I used it.
Oh,
I got 40 bucks off.
Oh.
Debbie, if you say you're going to give me 40 bucks off, I'm probably going to say yes.
Okay.
It doesn't matter what it is.
Three reasons why you want to say no thank you. First of all, you're in line. You're on the spot. You are not going to make the cashier rattle off the terms of the loan. So you sign up for something you're totally clueless about, and you're feeling pressure from the guy in line behind you to hurry up and make a decision.
Okay, that sounds exactly like how it went down. Like exactly you described my experience.
The other reason that you should never sign up for one of these is because if you can't pay it off, which if you're taking out one of these loans at the check stand, I'm already questioning whether you had the money to begin with to buy it for cash. It winds up on your credit. And so it dings your credit. And why are you financing something you can't afford to begin with? I don't care if you can save 40 bucks. What if it costs you $300 in late fees and interest charges down the road?
Well, sure. If you paint that picture, then it doesn't sound like a great idea.
So what's the APR on these things? That's the first line I went to in the Deseret News article. I want to know what the APR is. And they can range between 10 and 30%. 30% APR, David.
Jeez. they do this, and somebody came up with that number, and they said it with a straight face in a meeting and didn't get laughed out of the room. And they're like, I don't know. It tested well in the boardroom.
If you don't believe me, CBS News interviewed an expert on point-of-sale loans, which we're talking about. They're kind of a new thing. You're going to get hit up for one likely during the holidays. So I wanted to warn you about them before you signed up.
The way it's structured, it is not a sit-down-and-think moment. It's, do you want to make the purchase or not?
Lauren Lineback is executive director of the consumer advocacy group Community Financial Resources. She warns that a firm's average interest rate is 17%, similar to most credit cards, and that the marketing seems to encourage irresponsible buying by young people who may not be able to afford it.
So the product could be a very helpful product, but right now, the way it's being marketed, it's enabling bad behavior.
I can see that. I can see where it would enable bad behavior because it's just more money that I can save. And if I'm going to purchase it anyway, that's what makes it so appealing, Debbie, is I'm already purchasing this. So if you come back and say, hey, you can save an extra $50, well, I was going to buy it anyway. Why wouldn't I do it?
Well, I think you've got good reasons not to do it now. Interest rate's too high. What if you forget about making the payment? It dings your credit. And the other thing is I think a lot of folks feel like they're on the spot, but they're going to do it anyway. They're kind of bullied into it because they don't want the guy in line behind them to get mad. So they just take the offer. Don't take the offer. Don't make decisions about your finances at the check stand in the moment. The other thing you need to start saying no to is these store credit cards. I don't care if they give you 10 or 20% off, David. 25 to 30% interest right now is a going rate on store credit cards. These are something different than what we just talked about, point of sale loans. These are these, you know, credit cards that offer you the $2,000 limit, and you're just enticed to spend on them every time you return to the store.
What's your record? How many store credit cards have you had?
I have none right now, and I haven't had a store credit card in 9 years. I had one left, Macy's. It went the way of the scissors. I got sick and tired of dealing with my Macy's card. How many do you have?
I have, I think, some Home Depot ones, maybe a Lowe's. Everything that has to do with home renovation, I think I have a store credit card for that.
How do you gracefully say no? What's your one-liner?
I don't have a graceful way to say no. typically, I'll be like, nah, I'm okay. That's kind of how I, nah. Nah, I'm okay.
Mine is, I'm sorry, I'm allergic to credit. I literally tell the cashiers that I am allergic to credit. And they laugh. And you know what laugh does? Laughing does, it eases the tension.
Play that sneeze.
You want to hear it again?
Got to hear that sneeze again. Debbie, how do you feel about a new credit card?
I'm allergic. The last thing on my list to talk to you about today is check stand charity. Have you been in the store?
Oh, yeah.
The Roundup?
I know exactly what you're saying.
You know, it's $47.50, but you want to round up to $50 and we'll give the extra 50 cents to some charity.
Maybe. Or do you want to donate a dollar or $5? I once got hit up for a $5 checkout charity. I'm like, $5? It was a $3 purchase.
More and more stores are doing this because they believe it creates a halo effect. It makes us feel good about where we're shopping because we're rounding up and then they in turn are turning the money over to charity. 55% of people in a survey said that they actually like the roundups. And in 2016, which is the latest data I could find, I know it's 3 years ago, $941 million raised due to check stand charity.
Wow.
I say yes sometimes. I say no other times. And I feel horrible saying no to the puppies and kittens they're trying to save.
Debbie hates kittens. Why do you hate kittens, Debbie?
But you know what I say? No, thank you, not today. Or I'm making a one-time donation during the holidays with my family.
The thing I don't like is it kind of assumes that, well, you're clearly not doing enough regularly. Like, you are kind of a Grinch, a Scrooge. So I'm going to fix your soul for a buck. Now, how do you feel about that now? You're like, I guess, yeah, a dollar. A dollar's fine. I'm happy with it. Thanks for joining us. We're out of here.
2 years ago, Americans watched in horror as a crisis unfolded at the Kabul airport.
She was tear-gassed and beaten.
Images of thousands desperate to escape Taliban oppression filled our news feeds. More than 80,000 Afghans made it to America. But the story didn't end there.
It was very cold. There was no power, no heat.
Who would help our newest neighbors? I'm Andrea Smartin. In Stranger Becomes Neighbor, you'll hear the stories of some remarkable refugees who left their homes and their dreams behind, only to start over from zero.
Their only possession was three blankets.
And you'll meet Americans who stepped up to help them.
You want me to come when you deliver your baby.
What can one person do in the face of an international disaster decades in the making? That's Stranger Becomes Neighbor. Find us at kslpodcast.com. Follow us on Apple Podcasts or anywhere else you listen.